This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Rock legend Leon Russell passed away in his sleep on Sunday in his Nashville home. Russell had been recovering from heart bypass surgery from July at the time of his death and had hoped to resume touring in January. Russell came to prominence in the 1970s, quickly proving his talents not only as a rock musician, but in the blues, gospel, and country genres as well, leading to his collaborating with titans of all genres over the last 50 years, everyone from B.B. King to Elton John to Willie Nelson. Russell played and or wrote songs for Bob Dylan, Frank Sinatra and Ike and Tina Turner, and his music has been covered by Amy Winehouse, Sonic Youth, and Ray Charles, just to name a few. In one interview during the last year of his life, Russell said he owed much of his success and the general makeup of who he was to an injury he sustained at birth that left him slightly paralyzed in his right side, saying the discrepancy gave him, quote, a strong sense of duality. It gave me an outlook into this place that we live on, and if I hadn't had that, I'd probably be selling cars in Paris, Texas. Leon Russell was 74. The future of Saxon Pub has been decided. It's staying right where it is. Over the past several months, there had been talk about moving the South Lamar landmark to the St. Elmo Market District just south of Ben White to act as an anchor tenant for the mixed-use project. This speculation followed the transition of landlordship of Saxon Pub from Jeffrey Rapkin to Gary Keller, head of Keller Williams Realty and founder of the All ATX nonprofit. Apparently, Keller is on a mission to involve himself as much as possible into the preservation of historic Austin music venues, and keeping the Saxon right where it is part of that plan. You know I got what it takes, and I can take a lot. Did you hear the last call, baby? You and me got stay in power. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.